Like a Virgin.
With Abby and Tyrone.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin
on Triple J.
On your Friday morning, Abby and Tyrone with you here on Triple J Breakfast, and what an absolute delight to have them for the fourth time in the Like a Virgin studio. The Jungle Giants are here. We have Sam, we have Jasira. Guys, welcome back to the studio.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Triple J. How are we feeling? How are we doing?
Thank you. Very nice to be back. It's a beautiful Friday morning. What's not to love right now?
Yeah.
Truly. What about you, Sis? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah? You look great. You look great.
You know, working into it today.
Fourth time in the Like a Virgin studio. I mean, do you remember 2013 in the studio when you were about to do your first ever Like a Virgin?
Yes, and it is wild to look back at that. It's kind of haunting, honestly, a little bit. Like, I still regard us as children at that point. We found out quite last minute. And then for some reason, I was like, guys, I really want to rap on this one. You know, I've never rapped in my life. I think this is my perfect opportunity. So please, nobody go back and look at that.
No, they actually don't have to go back and look at that because...
Don't do it, Tom.
Have we deleted it? Second. Oh, there it is.
Oh, no, I can't do it.
Triple J. Thanks for having us on today.
Headphones are off.
We went through the whole thing. You can find that on the Triple J YouTube channel.
I just levitated from cringe. I just got...
It actually is possible to die of embarrassment.
Yeah, live on the radio.
I will say, when Ty and I were listening back to that this morning, we did think you said at the start, I hate Triple J.
I hate Triple J.
And we were like, I think I went with
hi, hey.
Hi,
do
hey.
You know what I mean? Because the double hello means how excited I am.
Yeah. The other thing that I noticed in that cover is, Jasira, you got the dogs out.
Yeah.
You've got no shoes.
Yeah, there's a lot happening. There's too much happening. The dogs are out. Sam's rapping.
Sam's rapping.
We're underage.
We're underage.
This is actually kind of wrong.
Actually, before that, you said, Mum, watch this. And that was
hell
how
yeah.
it all
That's
started.
Wild.
Yeah, we need to scrub that. No, but I mean, let's talk about something a little more in the current times. You're in the middle of your tour at the moment. And I got very excited at an item that I saw appear in a photo on your Instagram where you're backstage, and that is a deck of cards. Ty and I, we love a deck of cards. A card game at the pub is a current favorite. Are you guys card sharks?
Big time.
We crush.
Big time. There's like, you know, there's a lot of very enjoyable parts of tour, and then sometimes there's these big waiting bits, and we've decided to fill it with the most amazing game, which is 500 for anyone out there that's played it. I think a lot of retirees play bridge or something.
It's similar to bridge.
It's pretty similar to that. So
or euchre.
Mm-hmm. Or Yuka, so we sit there and play for hours. We get very competitive. We bet money sometimes, so usually Monopoly money. and we just have a great time. It fills the time and forges friendships.
And we will play it at a table with other people around us just spectating and ruin the vibe and the dinner.
Yeah. The other night we went to dinner with a fifth person and we just played and we're like, this is cool, right? And she was like, yeah,
watch
I guess.
This? So serious.
How do you guys go explaining a card game? Really badly.
Well, we do it. We all do it at the same time. So we might arguably individually do it well, but we just can't do it without butting in and be like, no, dude. So you know, the six is the thing. So we cannot teach anybody anything.
It's a huge weakness.
Yeah.
I also happened to see, I don't know if this was part of the tour or part of your rider, but there was a magician of some sort doing a magic trick and, you know, there were dollar bills involved.
Yeah.
And
so it was our guitar tech's 40th birthday. And I was like, jamming, like, guys, what do we get? Booked a magician the day before.
Yeah.
He was turning $50 notes into $100 notes.
Yeah, you know the best part.
It was awesome.
He was looking for a small denomination. He was like, anybody got a 5 or maybe a 10 at max? And then someone's like, oh, only got a 50. He was like, oh, okay. So he does the trick and what he does is he doubles the money. So it's a 50 and he turns it into 100 and he's like, there you go. Everyone freaked out and he gave them the 100 and they're like, oh my God. And she started trying to run away and he went, no, I actually super need that back right now. So he fully undid it to keep his 100.
Is it magic then? No.
Is he?
Yeah. Did they get the 50 back though?
They got the 50 back, but then he actually got a couple of boos in the crowd. Poor magician. He's just trying to do his magic.
Oh God.
I mean, speaking of the crowds, you guys have crazy crowds at Jungle Giants shows. Always have. But what's the wildest thing that you guys have seen from the crowd looking out into the mosh?
Oh, I mean, is it Anne Hales? My mum.
Yeah, it might be your mum.
Oh my God.
I remember one time we were playing at River Stage in Brisbane, and my mum is like just such a proud Irish mother, and she loves music. And I just remember there was this big like kerfuffle, and security guards were pointing at me and pointing at something in the crowd. And I was like, can I get the headlights up? And there's my mom just getting pushed around. She was like, that's my boy. And I was like, oh my God. And in the song, I think we stopped the song.
She sends it.
Yeah. And we just stopped and we're like, hey, mom, are you okay? And she was like, I told you that's my boy. She's like fighting with the security. Anyway, I was like, can we get her out? And then security just like picked her up, dragged her out. And I was like, mom, there's a spot side of stage. I am playing a show, mom.
Yeah. She wants to be in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm obsessed with the idea that she just loves to get involved.
Yeah, I love it too.
She's like side of stage. Not for me.
And right now, I guess we're all front and center for what's about to come. The Jungle Giants here for Like a Virgin. I reckon it's about time we get into this original. Plenty of songs off this album that you could choose to do, but what are we going to be performing?
So today will be Lovesick off the album. Yeah, this is one of my favorites at the moment. And also, it's got like the highest note I think I've ever written in a song. So when we started practicing it, I was like, I don't even know if I was singing it down the octave. And only recently, since we've been touring, have I managed to get to the note. So I'm here to show it off.
Well, let's do it. Show it off without further ado. Yeah. For this Friday morning, the Jungle Giants in the Like a Virgin studio performing Lovesick for their original. Take it away.
Thank you.
There it is for your original this morning on Like a Version. It is the Jungle Giants with their song Lovesick. The high note has been nailed. And it's a question I've always had for you, Sam, because your vocals are crazy. The falsetto that you have is nuts. What does the vocal warm-up look like?
Oh, it's just been the same thing for ages. You know what it is because I yap a lot. I'm not sure if you can tell. And honestly, a lot of people go like, you know, all that stuff. Mm. I don't have to do that much because I talk so much. So I just, essentially what I do is I practice a little bit of Bad Dream, the hard bit in the song, and then I just do this general thing and it's pretty minimal. Mm. That's it. And it's that and a shot of tequila.
And standing face like in the corner of the room, you face noticed, to the wall.
I stand face to the wall.
Looks like he's in timeout.
Yeah. I put myself in a small timeout and then I'm ready.
And now you've talked about performing this one live on the tour as well. Mm-hmm. Has there been a favorite song off the album that you've loved?
Yeah. So, I mean, performing Tell Me How It Feels has been really, really fun because there's just a different vocal style that I haven't really done before and I'm just really enjoying it. We're calling it Sam Rap.
Sam Rap.
Yeah.
We know about Sam Rap.
2013.
There were signs.
That's true. What am I talking about? But so Sam Rap is back in a big way and it feels really fun. And I've been noticing, you know, the crowd is reacting and picking up the lyrics. So it's just been really, really fun. And there's a lot of kind of like nostalgic element to that song that kicks off for me.
Yeah. Speaking of those lyrics, you've done lyric videos for each of the songs and you can find them on the Jungle Giants YouTube, but they're basically slow motion selfie videos of you guys frolicking
just
about.
Running around.
Experiencing joy. And for Lovesick, it's you, Chisira, on a boat.
I was on the City Cat.
For those who don't know, yeah, what's the City Cat?
It's Brisbane's premier public transport.
It's like a water bus.
It's like a water bus, yeah. It was a beautiful day. It's like cute and touristy sometimes at the back where I was sitting because everyone's like outdoors on the brown snake really taking it in. So I was just kind of freaking out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you did great. You look great in that thing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, really did.
That Brisbane lore, I'm sorry, the City Cat going down the brown snake. That sentence. Yeah.
Just a couple of words.
One is just...
Yeah. What is that? Is there subtitles for that?
And words.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, now you're getting it.
You know there's a kitty cat? There's a smaller city cat.
Called the kitty cat.
There's a kitty cat that goes the ferry across. So the city cat goes length. Kitty cat across.
So you're like, I've got to get the kitty cat across the brown snake to get the city cat to go down the brown.
Yeah.
You guys will come, I'll take you.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
That's just saying that's giving Sam rap, honestly. Yeah. Yeah. The Jungle Giants here with us in the studio. The original is done for Like a Version. The cover is on its way. And we have been giving you this clue all show long. They're going to be covering one of the greatest dance tracks of the 90s. Text in what you think it could be, 0439 75 755. Abby and Tyrone with you on Triple J Breakfast. We're going to be back with the Jungle Giants up after this.
Like a Version
with Abby and Tyrone.
Before Like a Version and after Like a Version is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
1, 2, 3,
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great. They're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Version on Triple J.
Abby and Tyrone with you for your Friday morning here on Triple J Breakfast, and we are underway with Like a Version. Jungle Giants in the studio doing their fourth ever Like a Version. Mm-hmm. We've heard the original and we're still yet to hear the cover, that clue. Once again, it is one of the greatest dance tracks of the 90s, and we're hearing from you on 0439 75 755.
Yeah, now we've already spoken about some pretty wild Jungle Giant stories, but there is one that I want to put to you guys. Is it true that you two are responsible for an injury that the one and only Dooge copped that meant a doctor was rushed to his hotel room in Mexico City? Is that true?
Can we confirm or deny? Wait, what did we do to Duris?
Something to the ankle?
Oh, yeah.
You two were DJing?
No, I think at one of the Mexico City shows, he like fully rolled his ankle.
Did we have anything to do with that? No, he was just jumping around.
His fault.
That's his fault. Yeah, tourist. Yeah.
I think you're a real tourist.
He asked us to ask you.
Yeah, he's trying to form some beef here. No. It was you, dude.
Speaking of memories, though, I did see a video that was posted on socials of like Jungle Giants through the years.
Yeah.
Started it in 2010 with a message, right? Asking if we want to start a band all the way through to 2026 with a Jungle Giants festival set. What's it like looking through a lot of that archival footage?
It's crazy. It's cool. I mean, it just feels like a big time warp because we figured out recently that we've been in the band for more than half our lives, which is a crazy stat.
Mm.
And we're it feels like the same. We love each other.
Like,
it's just, you know, often bands will meet us. They're like, well, you guys are so weird how much you like love each other and stuff. And we're like, yeah, we just want to play cards. Get out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a waitress the other night was like, do you guys like hanging out with each other? We were playing cards. We're like, yeah.
We're like, obviously.
We're hating every second of this card.
Yeah. Oh, so you guys must spend like heaps of time together. We're like, absolutely.
All the time. It's the best. Okay. Yeah.
Hence why we're doing the longest tour that we've ever done.
Yeah, exactly.
All across Australia. I mean, I feel like a lot of your fans, myself included, would feel that way as well, where your music has been with us for such a long time as well. Mm. I just last night was going through some of my favorites. You've Got Something will always have a special place in my heart. And I actually reached out to two of my high school best friends and was like, hey guys, I'm listening to some some vintage Jungle Giants.
Yeah.
You know, are there any songs from, you know, back in the discography that you haven't played live in a while that you'd love to add back into rotation?
That's actually a really good question. Yeah. So this tour, we've been experimenting a little bit in bringing back some songs that we 100% had forgotten how to play even.
Or never played.
So
Time and Time Again.
Yep. Time and Time Again was on Quiet Ferocity. And we had never played that before. Reason being, it was just really hard.
And we couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, we just couldn't figure out how to make it sound good. So we just never toured it. But on this tour, we figured out how to play it. And it's been really fun. And I've been noticing people have been responding really well to it. Even people that they missed it. You know, people that don't necessarily know it. They're just like, yo, this is cool. And then there are some songs where if you don't play them, people will hate you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are there any like that you're like, oh, we kind of have to play this?
Well,
but
I still like them, but like we kind of have to play She's a Ride a little bit.
Yeah, we experimented with not playing it for a while. And then there was like
just
Instagram
DMs like what the actual hell? Like, you know, and it's like, okay, I'm so sorry. It's coming back now.
Like, well, they are.
And it's from
riot.
Anne Hales.
Her burner account.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's been a few Jungle Giants songs with the word love in the title.
That's
used
so
to be
crazy.
Love signs. Do you have a favorite Jungle Giants
love
song title?
Oh, I mean, do you know what? I do really love the song title Quiet Ferocity. That's what, you know, became the album title. I've always loved that, and I just like the kind of concept because that's how I was feeling in the studio when I was writing it. I was like going every day, I was doing this new thing called the Hemingway method. So I would like start at 9 and make new ideas, then lunchtime, then work on old ideas. So I was really like in the bunker. That's kind of how I felt, and Quiet Ferocity reflected the way that felt. So every time I just look at that song, I kind of remember what I was talking about.
We've been talking about your songs, but we got to talk about another song, another artist song that is. We've been giving this clue as to what you could be covering, one of the greatest dance tracks from the 90s. It's time right now to find out, Jungle Giants, what will you be covering for Like a Version?
Born Slippy by Underworld.
Crazy.
My God.
I feel like just hearing those four words, Born Slippy by Underworld, has gotten the nation very, very excited.
Put your hands up.
I reckon without further ado, we jump straight in. We don't wait a moment longer. It's the Jungle Giants for Like a Version in the studio covering Born Slippy by Underworld. Guys, take it away.
Okay.
Drive boy, die boy, dirty known angel boy, in the doorway boy, she was a lipstick boy, she was a beautiful boy, and tears boy, and all in your inner space boy, you had hair girls boy, and steel boy, you had chemicals boy, I've grown so close to you boy, and you just grown boy, she said, come over, she smiled at you. Drive boy, dog boy, dirty no manger boy, in the doorway boy, she was a lipstick boy, she was a beautiful boy, and tears boy, and all in your inner
a space boy. You had handgirls, boy, and steel, boy. You had chemicals, boy. I've grown so close to you, boy. And you just grown, boy. She said, come over, come over. She smiled at you.
My God, there we are for your Friday morning. What a way to kick off a morning in general, but let alone a Friday. Launch us into the weekend with that cover for Like a Version, Jungle Giants, and your fourth Like a Version. Doing Underworld Born Slippy is crazy. Why did you land on this song?
Do you know what? We had, I mean, we all love this song, and we recently realized no one had done it yet. And it was one of those ones where it's, yeah, one of us was like, do you know no one's done it? So for us, we were like, it makes a lot of sense because we've always been dance heads. And this song is a crazy song. It's like more than a hit. It's a classic. You know, it for multiple generations, it's just had these peaks and dives. And it just keeps getting attached to musicians everywhere and artists everywhere and just people that love dance music. So it's this kind of epic formative song that I don't know, no one's done yet, so hell yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like that song kind of pairs well with how our new live production is, so it kind of is easy to lean into it in that way. It was scary, but like not like a technical challenge or something.
Yeah, because we
shout out Michael.
People might have noticed, but we're doing everything live. So Jasira's guitar has got a MIDI pickup, so it's playing synthesizers. The drums are, they've got these triggers that are going through the machine there. So the drum machine is triggered by the live kit. So we've just kind of went all out to reflect what we've been doing live. So
yeah,
kind of just fit the mold at the moment.
Fit the bill. The sound is one thing. The lyrics are another thing. I feel like this Like a Version made me realize how many damn words are in this song. Sam Rap is well and truly back.
Yeah, it is.
How was it learning the lyrics to this song? How much of it did you already know before you decided to go with it for the Like a Version?
Lager. I knew lager. That one. I knew you said lager a bunch. It was honestly such a strange song to learn because like often in a song, there's like a sentiment Well, you follow a structure of a sentence. With this one, it's just like random bio, high density, rhythm, blonde girl, blonde, country blonde. Like, it's just these words.
Beautiful but nonsense. Like
beautiful nonsense. Yeah. But luckily, so it is very rhythmic. And for me, I grew up as a drummer, so I just switched it. I was like, these aren't words. These are just a rhythm on
like a beat
rudimentary. Yeah. So I just beatboxed in words.
Beatboxed
really.
In words.
That's what worked for me.
And in the studio, you're actually facing the drum kit, uh-huh. right? Are you sort of watching the drums as yeah. well?
Yeah, like this song, if you get out of time, it sounds whack because of all the delay and everything. So, I mean, it's fun to watch Keelan. He's a very handsome guy. He's got a cool drum kit.
Cool blue
kit. But also it does help. It just helps. It helps to stay in time.
Yeah, this is one of the ones you're going to make sure you watch the YouTube video of because just the energy yes. in that room is crazy. I mean, Sam and Chisira, what an absolute treat. The Jungle Giants in for the fourth time doing like a version. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Stick around. Avi and Tyrone with you on Triple J Breakfast. We're going to let you know who's up next for Like a Version next week very soon. So stick around.